Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're down here live on location at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game, and we're here with one of the top wide receiver prospects in the country as he makes his path towards Philadelphia in the April 27th NFL Draft, and that is the Arizona standout, Trey Griffey. Trey, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What it's like, you've been down here probably since Sunday, but you've been here probably enough days to kind of get acclimated, but what's the experience been like so far?
I mean, it's great. You know, you get to compete against the top players in the country. I mean, you get to go out and, you know, each side gets to show what they can do.
Nice. And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, when does kind of football kind of, you know, become the focus point for you?
I mean, it was from day one as far as, you know, I love football ever since I was 7 years old.
Nice.
I mean, just love the physicality about it. I mean, just the way to compete and, you know, just everything about it.
Nice. 7 years old, Trey Griffey playing, say, Pop Warner. I mean, are you just ripping off Trey Griffey left touchdown, Trey Griffey right touchdown?
Nah, it started off a little shaky.
How so?
Started off, I mean, wasn't really quite that good. I mean, I'm still, you know, still young and, you know, unathletic a little, but, you know, just being tall and lanky.
Okay.
I mean, but, I mean, started to get it, say, about 10 years old.
Okay.
9, 10 years old.
So that's kind of when you maybe start to separate from the other kids?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. And then kind of how do you kind of wind up at the wide receiver position? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the ball in high school.
Honestly, I mean, I loved playing defense, but, I mean, I had the best hands on my team.
Okay.
And, you know, just got recruited more at wide receiver than I did at as far as safety and corner. So, I mean, I took it as, you know, play wide out.
Nice, nice. And now, obviously, your father being who he is, I mean, what was that like with the, I mean, was there any idea that you shouldn't play football or just stick with baseball?
No, my dad's always going to support me in whatever I do.
Yeah.
I mean, he supports me and my brother and my sister and, you know, whatever our decisions are because he knows that we're going to make the right decision.
Excellent.
You know, we're not going to make an idiotic decision. You know, we're going to make a decision that as far as going to help us in the future. I mean, he's taught us that, you know, instilled that in us ever since we were born.
Nice.
I mean, taught us the right way to do stuff. You know, the only way to, as far as get respect, is to earn it.
Nice.
I mean, he's taught me that, and, you know, I still continue to believe that, you know, still when I play. Also, you know, to that somebody is always going to be stronger, faster than you, but, you know, it's between you as far as to outwork them.
Right, definitely.
I mean, no matter what, and, I mean, my dad did that in 22 years that he played. I mean, that's why he's a Hall of Famer, so. Really just, I mean, just, you know, just picking up different things from him and, you know, had success out of it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Trey Griffey here on the C2P. You folks out there listening to this, and you guys do, you always know it's available free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring his draft bio page as well. What are scouts going to love about you? I mean, when they see you on tape, I mean, what do you think those home run traits are? I mean, do you get off the ball well? Do you acrobatic catches, the speed, the physicality, the radius?
I mean that's up to them what they see. I mean, different scouts see different things, but, you know, it's my job to go out there and, you know, show them my best.
Nice.
At whatever I do, and, you know, it's their choices, their opinions on, you know, how I perform or anything. So, you know, it's just my job. My job is to go out there and perform and, you know, do my best.
Does anything go unnoticed? Throughout, I mean, home run, I mean, leadership qualities, game film study?
I mean, I study film. I do everything that I have to do. I mean, you know, I put that a lot on, you know, thank my coaches for that.
Yeah.
As far as in college, you know, they really got me accustomed to, as far as watching film, you know, take care of your body. You know, that was told by my dad.
Yeah.
As far as always take care of your body no matter what. You know, it's helped me out through my career.
Yeah, you seem kind of reserved and kind of, you don't want to kind of say you're, I don't know, it's not special or better than maybe half the other prospects in the nation, but obviously you're here for a reason. I ask that because, like, you know, the skill set that you bring and your size, I mean, I think, you know, you kind of get lost in all of that. But let me ask you this one. What's the best, if scouts want to watch one game of Trey Griffey, which game should they watch? I'm just trying to admit, like, hey,
no, like,
man, I did do well in this
game. It's different because, I mean, throughout the as far as the last couple of days,
yeah.
Different scouts have said different things.
Yeah.
As far as games that they've liked and
okay.
whatnot. So different scouts are looking for different things. And like I said, you know, it's my job to, as far as show them my best every day.
Nice. Could you take us, maybe tell us something where maybe the scouts liked something about you that you maybe were surprised by?
One scout told me about my blocking.
Nice.
As far as my blocking, you know, another scout told me my hands, how I get out my routes. So it's different things as far as from different scouts, you know, for what they're looking at,
yeah.
you know, what they're supposed to look at for their team that
yeah.
they're scouting for. So, I mean, it's just my job to, as far as go out there and perform, and, you know, we'll see what happens when draft
Definitely.
Day comes around.
Do you get comparisons to anybody, or do you kind of pattern yourself after anybody that next level?
No, I mean, you know, I just try to pick up different things from different receivers.
Okay.
You know, growing up, my favorite receiver is Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
As far as just big body receiver goes up and gets the ball, you know, was respected by a lot of corners.
Oh yeah.
You know, also Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, how quiet he is, but I mean his numbers aren't quiet. I mean he's a respectable as far as receiver. You're not gonna hear about him getting in trouble, you know, talking bad about people. He's everything that you want in a receiver.
Right.
My two other favorite football players or defensive players as far as Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
Nice.
You know, just being a kid growing up in Florida, just, you know, just seeing how Ed Reed would, as far as attack the ball, as far as when it's in the air.
Hmm.
Also how he would separate the ball from the players when he hit them. Same thing with Ray Lewis. I mean, Ray Lewis is just, I mean, he knew that he was the best player, but he worked like if it, you know, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, that's a big thing as far as, you know, that I've learned over the years. I mean, there's a lot of great athletes in the country, but it's all about how you work and how determined you are to, as far as get the edge on the next person legally. So, I mean, that's what, you know, I've been trying to do as far as, you know, get, you know, some type of advantage. So I work every day like, you know, basically like it's my last.
Nice.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you never know what play you could get hurt. You know, it could all be here and gone in a day. And so, you know, I work every day like, you know, it's my last and, you know, just compete.
Nice. You know, Trey, it's kind of, I mean, we've done so many shows and for so long and, you know, we talked with so many young men and, you know, some of their guys, obviously their fathers were major league guys or NFL guys, even NBA guys. And,
mm-hmm.
You're one of the few that you really you've mentioned hard work, dedication, and kind of, you know, there's no self entitlement to you at all. And I mean, I've picked it up kind of early, but I mean, it's just kind of refreshing that you're.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're not like, hey, I'm so and so's son, so you pick me first. You're
no.
just kind of like, listen, you know, if you want me to long snap, I'll do that.
I mean, my dad's always told me, I mean, it's time for me to you know, ride my own path. I mean,
yeah.
he did his job. As far as take care of our family and
yeah.
everything, now it's time, my time to, as far as,
Definitely.
You know, meet my own path, you know, different sport. So, you know, like I said, it's my time.
Definitely. And once again, Trey Griffey, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Are you training anywhere right now?
Orlando, Florida, at Tom Shaw's.
Oh, yeah, Tom Shaw's a fantastic job.
Yeah.
What's the eye? Do you want to shed more? Just turn what you have into more lean muscle?
I mean, the thing about Tom is Tom's not really, as far as a stickler on, you know, what you weigh and everything, because
okay.
he knows that you'll lose that weight.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been with Tom ever since Pop Warner days.
Oh, wow.
Just, you know, just living in Orlando, him training, and, you know, it's honestly amazing, because, I mean, everything that he's done for me, you know, as far as speed-wise and, you know, being able to talk to, as far as professional athletes while I was in high school and when I was in middle school, just being able to talk to them, just the great things that I've learned over the years from them that I've picked up and, you know, tried to, as far as add to my game and as far as show that, you know, I can handle these things.
Nice.
You know, it's just been amazing, just everything that he's done and, you know, to help me with my career.
Nice. And before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. Ready to take a shot with those?
Say that again?
You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right.
Hey, if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. let's take you inside that Arizona Wildcats locker room.
Okay.
And this is a big hit or miss question. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes you have none of them. But we're talking nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
That's locker room. You can't talk about that.
All right. How about female celebrities? If Trey Griffey could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who would you take?
My mom.
There you go.
Definitely. I'd definitely take my mom.
Excellent. And the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He designs, paints cleats. If you could have anything themed out on your shoes, what would you want painted on your cleats?
That's a hard question. I don't know. When it comes around to it, I'll probably have a good answer with it, but I don't know right now. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, what you have on the cleats, how you perform.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, you can look good, but I mean, if you don't play good, it doesn't mean anything.
Stuff, man. You're so grounded. I love it. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time. We know you're just talking with some teams, but I know you're busy, and again, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P. And with that said, we always like to say stay humble. Stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Once again, Trey Griffey, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.